This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Trump administration is placing a tariff, or tax, on imported steel and aluminum in an effort to bolster U.S. manufacturing. The price of imported steel will go up by 25%, which means construction cost will go up, too.
Right now, you're paying $100 a ton for the steel. Well, now you're going to have to pay $125 a ton for the steel.
Economist Lauren Scott says that could harm Louisiana's economy, especially in industrial construction. There's nearly $100 billion worth of planned projects in the state. Building these projects, like chemical plants or liquefied natural gas facilities, it requires a lot of steel.
There's a concern that some of them may say, wait a minute, we were making the decision to build these on the basis of the steel prices that we could get in the world market. Now you're saying those steel prices are going to be a lot higher.
That higher price could lead companies to reconsider building or expanding their facility. A lot of these projects are concentrated in Lake Charles. Congressman Clay Higgins represents that area in Washington. He's worried the tariff interferes with major projects already underway, changing the rules in the middle of the game.
We can breathe life back into the steel industry in America, while at the same time not injuring ongoing projects that call for imported steel.
And with Southwest Louisiana experiencing a boom in industrial construction, there's a lot at stake.
There's a tremendous difference between Louisiana's interest in this thing and how we can be impacted as compared to many other states.
The tariff is set to go into effect later this month. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.